Stop 7. Exhibition Hall, Fine Arts Pavilion, Phelps Center, Marion Oliver McCaw Hall. Although space and science were central themes at the fair, Seattle also sought to establish itself as a cultural destination, if an emerging one. Northwest architect Paul Kirk designed the exhibition hall, which was the fair's fine arts pavilion. The Pacific Northwest Ballet now occupies the space, which reopened as the Phelps Center in 1993. What is now Marion Oliver McCaw Hall first opened its doors in 1928 as the Civic Auditorium, a gathering place for civic and arts events. The hall went through restoration for the 1962 fair. It was almost completely rebuilt in 2003 and is the main stage for the Seattle Opera and Ballet.
Next, the Fine Arts Exhibit, a never-before collection of the great masters loaned from 62 famous museums of the world.
Visitors to the Fine Arts Pavilion were introduced to diverse, impressive exhibits. Art since 1950, Masterpieces of Art, Art of the Ancient East, and Northwest Coast Indian Art. The contemporary art was groundbreaking in Seattle. Many people had never been exposed to the work of contemporary artists such as O'Keeffe, Pollock, Rothko, Rauschenberg, and Northwest artists Mark Toby, Kenneth Callahan, and Morris Graves.
There was a big exhibit of masterpieces, paintings, and sculptures from museums around the world. Then there was another big exhibit that was called Art Since 1950. So this is 1962, so that's only 12 years of really interesting modern art that's just been painted that's influencing other artists in the art world.
That was HistoryLink historian Paula Becker, co-author of The Future Remembered, the 1962 Seattle World's Fair and its Legacy. The world of entertainment also boasted top names and acts from all over the world. Again, Paula Becker.
Nat King Cole, Ed Sullivan, Victor Borgia, Lawrence Welk, Ella Fitzgerald, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Ceylon Dancers, San Francisco Ballet, the Virginia Tanner Dance Company, the Ukrainian State Dance, London's Old Vic, on and on and on.
These performers were featured at the Playhouse, the Opera House, the Washington State Coliseum, and Memorial Stadium. Further east down Mercer Street, the fair offered adult-only entertainment in the Show Street complex. Located in what is now KCTS Channel 9 and surrounding open space, the nightclub acts were considered racy for the era and the culture in Seattle.
There'll be music, there'll be operas, there'll be comedy and floor shows, so be sure to come to the fair.